Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you. I wonder if the children would like to come out and sit down here at the front. Not on the steps, sit right on the floor there, please. Just in case. Can't have people falling off steps, can we? Well, good morning. I'm going back to sleep. If you're going to sleep, I'm going to say good morning. That's a bit better. Right, for the last few weeks, we've been looking at this little tiny letter that the Apostle Paul wrote 2,000 years ago, but it's actually huge. We think it's small, but we find out that some of the things in it are massive. So one of the things that we're going to look at this morning is about being made alive for his purpose. Is anybody alive this morning? Hands up if you're alive. None of the grown-ups put their hands up. That figures, doesn't it? Yeah? So who's alive? Hands up if you're alive. Some of you are not so sure. Okay, I'm glad some of you are. And now some of the grown-ups have woken up. They realize that they're alive. Just pinch yourself. If it hurts, you're still alive. Okay? If it doesn't, doctors tomorrow morning. Right? So anyway, we're looking about being alive for God's purposes. Now, I thought about this and I was trying to, how on earth we understand it? And I thought about the idea that God actually wants to give us a makeover. Has anybody ever had a makeover? No? Sometimes we go into one of our rooms and we think, ooh, this needs a makeover, it needs decorating. So we start pulling paper off walls and stripping paint and things like that. And sometimes I hear ladies and they say, I'm going for a makeover. And I see them a few days later and I think, they must have missed their appointment. Because they're supposed to go for a makeover and they come back all beautiful and that, and they pay a lot of money for a makeover. Well, I think on screen you might see a dog that needed a makeover. Look at that poor pooch. He looks scruffy and I bet he's smelly and I bet he's got fleas. Have you ever had fleas? No? You have? Oh, wow. I bet you scratched a lot and you're itchy. I bet that dog just couldn't stop scratching its ear like that, because that's what dogs do, don't they? Yeah? Now I've started. Stop, will you? Right, so he got a makeover. Guess what he looks like now? Look at this. He looks brilliant, doesn't he? Loads better. Clean, washed, shampooed, defleed, looking bright. Some people put their dogs through extreme makeovers. Look at this one. I'd be ashamed to walk that dog in the park, wouldn't you? But that's an extreme makeover. Well, God's word really says that the way we are, because of what we are, we need an extreme makeover. For example, it says this, I was dead. I was dead because I was doing wrong and sinning. Well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Because we've all said we're alive, haven't we? Are you still alive? Just pinch yourself and check. Not too hard, no bruises. Okay, still alive? Hands up if you're still alive. I've got a lot of funerals coming up this week. Right. Still alive, right? But the Bible says, actually, we might be alive because our hearts are beating. But in our friendship with God, we're dead. How on earth do we understand that? Well, I need a volunteer. Anybody want to volunteer this morning? Yeah, come on, come on. It's a big job you've got to do. I've got a chain. And I need you to go and sit on the very top step there. Can you do that? Now you've got to do a job. Sit, turn around and sit down. You've got to do a job for me. I think your puffing might not be needed for this. It is a puffin, isn't it? Not a penguin. It's a puffin. You sure? Okay, great. You stay there. Behave yourself. Right. Now, I need you. Do you think you could chain your feet up? Go on. Just wrap it right round tight. Put your legs together. Right round your legs. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. You need some more. Take this the other way. Go on. You're doing a good job. Have you done this before? You could be a professional feet chainer upper. Go on. Keep going. Take it that way. I'm sure Grandad Gavin would like to do this sometimes. Gavin always does it, right. I'm going to send the child catcher after Gavin. How are you doing? Right, I think we're getting there. Right, so now you've chained your feet up. There's a little bit of loose. Let's make it a bit neat. Okay, right. Now, what I want you to do is I need you to walk down to the door there. Do you think you can do that? You're not allowed to jump, okay? And you've got to go in a straight line, okay? Oh, you can't. What, you can't? Oh, well, sit down again then. That's all right, sit down. Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? So you mean, when Paul said we're dead in our sins, in the things that we do wrong, he says it's like we've chained ourselves up, just like you've chained yourself up. So when we try to go in a straight line, we can't actually do it. Wow, that's a horrible thought, isn't it? Don't want me to let your chains go? Yeah, okay. Take your feet out. Well done. Thank you very much. Do you want your puffin back? I like him, isn't he? Thank you very much. Great. So that's one way of thinking about it. When Paul and the Bible says we're dead in our sins, it's as if we've chained ourselves up because we've decided we're going to do things wrong our way and we can't walk in straight lines anymore. But there's another way that the Bible puts it like this. Ooh, what's this? Nobody like. I can tell just by the look on your faces you don't like Haribos. Anybody like Haribos around here? Yeah? Oh, right, okay. Right, hands down. My problem is I can't even open the lid. That's a shame, isn't it? You can. I'm sure you can. Do you know, I opened this lid earlier. We're getting there. Right, so question. I'd love to give you all Haribos. Hands up if you'd like Haribos. Wow, great. I'm glad you would, Tom. Listen, put your hands down. Answer me another question first. Have you ever been naughty? Be honest, put your hand up. If you've ever been naughty, some people aren't putting their hands up. I will go and ask your mummy and daddy if you don't put your hands up. Have you never done anything wrong? No? We've got some angels here. I will point them out later, parents. Okay, right. Right, do you know, the problem is if you've been naughty, I can't give you Haribos. I can't. I've got somebody here this morning who's going to tell me whether they've been naughty or not. Jo, who's working with us at the moment, she's from a college where she's studying the Bible, a long way down south, right on the seaside. Come here, Jo. I want to give you Haribos. I can't give the children Haribos because some of them have been naughty, but I'm sure because you're studying the Bible, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you must be kind of, you must have never done anything naughty. I really want to give you some Haribos. Go on then, just tell me, have you done anything naughty? Can you remember? Just think back.
Well, I didn't want to steal money from my mum to buy sweets.
Did you hear what she did? She stole money from her mother to buy sweets. Joe, I want to give you Haribos, but...
I
know, but you're going to have to go on the naughty step. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. You go on the naughty step. There. Go on. Now, in the Bible, it says that because we're dead in our sins, we've chained ourselves up, and now it says this, that it's almost like we're not going to live in God's presence. We're guilty. So when you go on the... Oi! Turn around. When you go on the naughty step, how long do you go on the naughty step for? Do you have a naughty step in your house? Yeah, all right. Some of you didn't put your hands up when you said you were naughty, just said you've got a naughty step. So do mummy and daddy go on the naughty step? All right. Right, so how long do you go on the naughty step for? 10 what? 10 hours? Go on. 100 hours. No, well, normally it's about 5 minutes. Yeah? But I think stealing money to buy sweets from a mummy's purse, I think that should be 10 minutes, maybe. A bit longer. Right, I think Joe should stay on the naughty step forever. Forever. I really wanted to give her Haribos. I really wanted to give you Haribos. But I'm going to send you back to your parents. Go on, back to your parents. Go on. Go on, back to your parents. Go on, go on, go on. Thanks, guys. I wonder if the children would like to come out again. Full of hope and expectancy, I guess. Right, so where were we last time? We couldn't have Haribos because we'd been wrong. We put Joe on the naughty step for, was it 5 minutes or forever? Forever, that's right. And it was our fault because we chained ourselves up. We couldn't walk in straight lines towards God because we chained ourselves up. And that's such bad news. And you all went away without any Haribos. Dear. The thing is, the Bible changes at that point and it gives an amazing thing because Paul kind of in big, big letters shouts, but! And he changes. He says, this was the bad news. We were chained up. We were dead in sin. We were on the naughty step forever. But God, because of his great love, he's rich in mercy. So it's almost like God, because of his great love, and because everything he'd done for us in Jesus at the cross, it's like God goes to Joe and says, Joe, you should be on the naughty step forever, but come down. Because what I really want to do is pour my love on you. Have some Haribos. And you know what I think? Mm-hmm. I think even though the children have been naughty, they should have Haribos too. Because of all that God has done for them. Have a Haribo. One each for now. Don't forget the 11 o'clock service. One for everybody. Yeah, of course you can have one. Can I have one? Everybody got one? Take a seat. When you've got one, sit down. Everybody get one. When you've got one, sit down. Okay, everybody there. Thanks, Joe. One more across there. Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Right, sit down, everybody. So that's amazing. We don't deserve God's love. We don't deserve his mercy or his kindness, but he gives it to us because of everything he'd done for us in Jesus. We were dead, we were slaves, and we deserved his anger. But he gives us his love. Isn't that fantastic? There's another thing that happens is this. Because there are some things, because of his mercy, because of his love, it means that we're not dead anymore. We're alive in Christ. Jesus rose from the dead, and we're alive in him. Not just that, something other special has happened. And it's this. It says that because of it, we are seated with Christ in heavenly realms. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't make sense. Can you see those chairs on there? How many people do you think can get in those chairs? Two. Well, one of those chairs might be for Jesus because he has a throne and he sits on the throne because he's the ruler of all the heavens. One of those, where are my chairs? Come on. Santa's little helper. Shape yourself. Thank you very much, Joe. Do you want another Haribo? You're not running out of energy, are you? Good. So it's like this. Do you know my official name here in this church? I am the senior pastor. Do you know what that means? I'm the boss. I am. It's true. It's very true. I am the boss. Not really, but I am. Okay, right. So, and I get this special seat. But one of you, just one of you, could come and be the boss with me or sit here with me. Anybody? Yeah, come here. What's your name? Georgia. Can I call you Fred? Because it's easier to remember. Right? Is that all right? Yeah, Fred. Okay, thank you, Georgia. That's great. So what the Bible says is we've not just been made alive in Christ because of the resurrection. It says where Jesus is now on his chair, on his throne in heavenly places, we're seated right alongside him. So it's as if, Georgia, you are now the senior pastor of this place. Do you want that job? Yeah, it's a great job, I tell you. That's amazing. The God of all the heavens, the God who made this universe, lets us sit in heavenly places with him because he's forgiven us, because he's cleaned us from our sin. Thank you very much, Georgie. You can sit down now. Right. So there's one last thing to say is this. You know, we began with that funny looking dog that needed a makeover. Do you remember that? Yeah? Yeah? It was a scruffy dog, wasn't it? Needed a makeover, and he got a makeover. I want to tell you about some children who need a makeover. Some children, sadly, they're born with what we call a cleft palate. And it's very hard to describe, but imagine you had no top lip. And imagine your top lip went all the way up to your nose like that. Imagine that. How horrible it will be. And thousands of children all over the world are born like that. And in poorer countries, they can never fix that. They need a makeover. They need a massive makeover, but it can never be fixed. When my mummy was alive, one of her favorite charities to give to was called the Smile Train. Ever heard of the Smile Train? There's a picture of it there on the screen. And what they do is doctors and nurses from all over the world volunteer their time and they go around different countries and they take children who are born with cleft palates like that and they put them to sleep and they give them an operation and when they wake up, guess what? Children look like this. Isn't that amazing? They've had an amazing makeover. Their lives are changed completely because some doctors and nurses gave their time to give them a new face. Isn't that fantastic? I think it's absolutely amazing. Guess what? Everything we've talked about this morning, it's like Jesus has stepped into our lives and gave us a massive, massive makeover. We were dead. We were chained up. We didn't deserve his mercy or my Haribos. But because of Jesus, we're alive. We're forgiven. Our chains have been taken away. And now he's given us a complete makeover so we are new in him. Isn't that amazing? I think it's fantastic. You can go back to your seats now. Let's pray together. Let's pray. God's word goes on to say that we are his masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece. And he's created or he's recreated you in Christ to do good works. We need a makeover. need an extreme makeover so that we're clean, forgiven, and we receive God's mercy in Christ Jesus. So our chains are broken and we can follow him. Just in the quietness, receive that in your heart of hearts. Receive God's love. Receive God's mercy. Accept his makeover. Father God, thank you for the amazing, wonderful things you give to us in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we know even this morning we kind of only scratched the surface of them. But we are awed and thrilled and thankful that you love us in Christ, even though we don't deserve it. You clean us, you forgive us, you set us free. And you place us alongside yourself in heavenly realms. And we should be on the notice step forever. Thank you. Lord, set this in our hearts as rejoicing. Set it in our hearts as your love. Let it change our lives. Lord, give us this makeover. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and let's worship.